Joe Biden said last week that Putin and COVID are primary causes of inflation. And he's right about that, especially COVID. I mean, for goodness sakes, we shut down businesses for months. Hello, empty shelves. But I want to add a third driver of inflation, and he'll never mention this, but it's climate change policy. Now, this is not about the science. It is about the political policies they want to put in place. Now, the driver of this, of course, are the progressives, which is the left wing of the Democrat Party. They are true blue socialists. They believe in utopia, and the way to get there is through government. So their partners are the bureaucrats in all these federal agencies in Washington, D.C. And they genuinely believe if they can get control over your lives, man, they can save the planet and bring us to utopia. Now, as you know, I don't believe in that at all. But here's the inflation part of this and why climate change policy is so terrible. I want to take one product that's so important to our lives. It's diesel. Diesel is made, of course, from crude oil, and then it's got to be refined in all these refineries, and then it gets into places like semi-trucks. And I know we hate those on the road, but guess what? They deliver 70% of the products that we buy for our families. So if they pay more for diesel, you are going to pay more for those 70% of the products. Hello, that is the definition of inflation. So we need more supply to keep the prices down. That's basic economics. Here's why that's not gonna happen. I mentioned diesel has to be refined. In the year 2000, there were 159 refineries in the USA. Today, there's 129. Here's a funny stat for you. So since 2000, our population has grown 18%. In that same period, the reduction of refineries has been 19%. Man, it's almost like the bureaucrats planned that. I'll leave you to figure that one out. So we need more supply, but guess what? You think we're going to drill more crude oil? No, that's not going to happen. And see, here's the deal. As prices rise, and if you don't know this little secret, progressives and bureaucrats love higher prices, diesel, gas, all of that, because then we will seek alternatives. The problem is the semi-truck companies are not going to have a choice. Diesel is just so efficient for what they do, and it's going to be decades before they can move to some battery option. So they're stuck with this, so they're going to pay more, and we are going to pay more. That's just a fact. That's why this climate change policy is so devastating. Whereas COVID, Putin, you know, these things will eventually go away. We will catch up. We will solve these problems. Not true with climate change policy. Listen, Biden wants to still pass that Build Back Better. That's all climate change policy. 100%. I've read the whole 2,500-page bill. It lists, it's outlined by every single federal agency and just gives them all these billions of dollars and says, now use this for climate change. Department of Forestry under the Department of Agriculture, billions of dollars for studying vegetation in national parks. Are you kidding me? Please understand that when you vote Democrat, you're voting for climate change policy. We have to stop this.